Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
you got it! It's time for episode 619 of Who Charted, the show where comedians and musicians discuss the top 5 songs and movies of the week. Congratulations, you have reached checkpoint midterms on the road to summer 2023. I'm your host, H. Michael Cray, a.k.a. Chart Linklater, Howard Kramer. What's up, Stard?
How's it going, man? Congrats on the midterms.
Oh, yeah.
Congrats. I hear you're polling very well.
Oh, good.
Oh, thank you.
You know what I just learned today? That is just kind of breaking my brain. But that's
not really a legitimate democracy.
Yeah.
No, go ahead.
The lotto Powerball was just won for like a $1 billion or some shit.
It's $2 billion.
$2 billion. Shit. From the gas station that's right by my place.
No!
Get out of here. Oh, man. Like,
that was your shot. That was the shout out.
That was the shout out. Yeah, you never see now. Me again.
I mean, that thing's going to give you pain. You got to take the other way around the neighborhood.
I know. But it's like, it's one of those things. Like, of course, I didn't get it. But, God, it was right down the street.
Right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's like missing the slot machine, right?
I don't know what to do with that information.
If you had gotten it, what is the email you would have sent Howard letting him know you weren't doing this today?
Or yeah, seriously.
I really want to know what the wording would have been like.
Good luck with Solo Who Charted.
Yeah. See you next life on Who Charted.
Who Charted. But then he still does his neighborhood watch or
right,
one of those other ones.
No, I'd still be making dumb songs and recording Tooches till I die.
You'd probably be more available. Be fun.
Yeah.
Well, right on. Let's bring in our guest. He's got a brand new album, Component System, with Auto Reverse and podcast network Stony Island Audio. Please welcome to the charts, Open Mike Eagle.
Hello. I'm so sorry for talking before my introduction.
Podcast
I ever go on.
He's a disembodied voice. Who is that guy? So he's floating in. No, we like getting a little extra, getting a little early pregame action. How's it going?
It's going good. I'm tired, but that's usually a good thing. That means I'm doing stuff.
You just got back from touring, right?
Yeah, I'm in the middle of a tour. I just did a leg, and then we're home for a minute, and we do more legs, and then we come home for a minute, and we do another leg. It's great.
Right now, where are you going next?
The next couple of shows is L.A. and Santa Ana, but then we do East Coast after that, and then Texas after that, and then the Northwest after that, and then the Bay Area. Good.
I'm jumping around.
Yeah, that's great.
Trying to avoid the COVID.
Oh, yeah. How do you do that?
By not being out for a long time.
Right. Yeah. Take quick breaks.
Take a little break, yeah.
So it's good to come back and get a little normalcy and not just become a road dog, right?
It's true. I don't like being out on the road longer than 2 weeks. I become a different person. And also, just with the nature of my space, my area in the music business, if I'm out for longer than 2 weeks, that means I'm doing like 5 to 7 cities I have no business playing whatsoever.
Oh, like markets right. where they don't know you, or it's just smaller. Or...
Yeah.
And yeah, it's just like what am I doing?
Yeah, end up playing like a VFW somewhere just to get from Kansas City to
Oh, yeah, connecting type of deal.
Yeah, no.
Exactly.
You don't need to do that.
Right on. Hey, well, we're glad you're back so we can talk about these music charts.
Let's do it.
I will wrap the history of recorded music and get us into this chart.
Uh-oh.
Music! We used to play LPs, 8-tracks, cassettes, and CDs. Now we download and we stream. What's next? NFTs, tunes. All right.
You know what? That'll make a great sound on TikTok. Actually, I could see a lot of people using.
Oh,
that.
Damn!
Just clip
that's
that
a
out.
Good idea.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Then we just and people could show their, you know, they
would.
Maybe they got some cassettes. They stick them in a camera or something.
Yeah,
I'd do it.
Right on. That's a good idea. Let's get busy on that. Hey, we'll see you next week.
Right. I know. We really got to get the TikTok game going. We talk about it enough.
Yeah, yeah. I'm popping case over there, but that's a whole different thing.
You know what I was happy about? Because I just saw this last popping case you did, and I was kind of happy
DVDs. I pop open DVD cases to see if there's a picture disc inside. It's just a dumb thing I do on TikTok.
I like popping case, though. That just sounds cool. I didn't even know what it was. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. It makes it like a sport, like dominoes, like slamming. You know, it's like it makes it like a visceral fun thing.
But I was happy kind of to see finally like a dud. Because I like the I like the lottery E-Rocks? Aspect of it, of like I might win, right. I might lose, you know, but
right.
when they're all winners, you know.
Yeah, it's, you there's no, right. It's like
what kind of wagers do you make on the case popping?
That's a good idea right there, too. No money has been involved yet.
Okay.
But, we just, it's been for the love of it so far.
If there's one thing they say about gambling is that it makes everything better.
Yes.
Yeah, and it enhances it.
Yes.
We could do one right now if you want.
I'm scared.
Oh, okay.
Too scared.
He doesn't want to condone gambling in this broadcast.
I just don't want to lose money on a thing I don't understand fully.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, it is kind of weird and esoteric. Hey, all right. Well, what chart do we have this week?
All right. We got the daily Apple Music chart.
Right on. I noticed Apple Pay was trending earlier today. What was that all about? People were saying like it's a lot easier to blow a lot of money with Apple Pay. It's just like sort of have this idea that it's like paying for you.
It's probably what people felt about credit cards, you know, when they first came out.
Right.
But I have been using it a lot.
This old episode of Perfect Strangers that I'll never forget from my childhood. Balky got checks and he didn't understand what that meant. And he just kept buying stuff. And there was one, like, before they went to commercial, he's like, I've got the money. I've got checks. And then it cuts to commercial. I'll never forget it.
That's so funny.
Is that how you learn the lesson, not to pass bad checks?
It is. Yeah, that's how I learned. I was 9. Wow. I needed a lesson.
Balky used to
raised
crack.
Raised by television.
He cracked me up when I was a kid and he came on. He was so funny to me.
I got to look for some Perfect Strangers DVDs. I haven't come across any of those yet.
That theme song always wins. That theme song is amazing. Yes.
What was it?
Sometimes the world looks perfect. Nothing can be arranged. And sometimes you just get a feeling like you need some kind of change. I could sing the whole thing. I could really go there.
I mean, I'd heard about the rapper part. I didn't know you were a crooner as well.
I can croon anything that was on broadcast television in the 90s. I got that automatic.
Give me some making the way in the world today takes everything
you got.
Woo!
Making the way with all your worries sure to help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Yeah, no, come on.
I'm just throwing in stuff.
That's easy.
That was really good. Do you sing on your res like a Drake type vibe? Do you ever throw in the singing?
I've been accused of that before. But yeah, I do more singing than a person should on a rap record, typically, yeah. Right. Not so much on this most recent one, but definitely in the past.
Recent one, didn't hear so much of that.
Not so much.
But I love like how every track, I was going to say like every track really, really feels like its own thing. Like it, like the delivery, the beat, like everything, it feels like there's a lot of variety on it.
It is.
Which I love.
It is. A bunch of different songs, different from each other.
Right on. Great variety. Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll get some variety in this chart.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking maybe not if T-Swift is on the takeover.
Oh, well, right.
Yeah,
right.
We got some action here. So
I walked into Target the other day. There was like a massive wall display of Taylor Swift and just like, I mean, it was just like there's no way to avoid it. It was like the store existed to sell that album. So we'll see.
All right. Coming in at number five.
Number five.
We got Chris Brown with Under the Influence.
I like Mike singing better than that.
I like my singing better than that. He does not sound like how you would think the singer of our time should sound like. He doesn't sound like that at all.
Right. He doesn't embody what's going on.
He embodies something. I just don't. Yeah. It's hard for me to understand how it's good, I guess. And usually I'm not that type of hater. But with him, like, I don't get it, I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't get it. That didn't sound good to me.
I think Perfect Strangers theme, embodied today's current age. There, yes. Than that.
You guys are giving me a lot of confidence here. You should be careful.
All right, coming in at number four.
Number four.
Taylor Swift with Bejeweled. Still say I don't remember. Familiarity breeds contempt. Don't put me in the basement when I want the penthouse of your heart.
Nice. Hey, that whole "you polish up real nice," yeah. Isn't that something you say when you're hanging out at the Greyhound station and like picking up runaways and stuff? Where'd you hear that, man?
I just noticed she's just doing a lot of metaphor mixing there. You know, basements and penthouse and polishing. Yeah. I don't know how that stuff goes together.
There's a lot of lyrics on this stuff from her these days.
Yeah, she's wordy.
Packing in a lot of words.
Maybe a new medication's got her revved up. New prescription in her life. Well, I don't know. I mean, it's... people love it so much. It's strange. I mean, she's doing like three nights at every big stadium, you know, next spring. It's just like the massiveness of it.
And it's like always getting bigger. Like,
yeah.
How does that work? Where it just always gets bigger.
Right. Yeah. Because I thought a few years ago she waned a little bit. And then you would think, well, these kids now would go, my older sister was into Taylor Swift. I'm not into that. You know, I'm into Billie Eilish or whoever. Olivia Rodrigo, but it's still all about Taylor.
Well,
she's like the bossy older sister. You know, she's just, it's always going to be her world until she's ready to leave it.
It's her and Elon Musk that they're just going to run the world
right,
simultaneously.
Oh, man. Why has it got to be like so unfun with that guy? Like you know what I mean? I can't ever just be good news. All right, coming in at number three.
Number three.
This is Lil Baby with California Breeze.
on this floor, so I'm gonna fake it too. What else am I supposed to do? Aware of my surroundings, don't fuck with y'all, don't come around me. Baby, switched up, how that sound? Like a nigga in this business. You can't name something I did flaw. I'm a dying breed of the realest. Ain't never worried about another nigga, so in that case, I'm the biggest. I've been traveling around the world, my pivot still ain't left the business. She got everything I want, ain't no need to fuck with these bitches. You can go and have a little fun, ain't gon' trip, baby, I get it. Ain't bullshit in this game, wherever this plane land, I'm the littest nigga there. Turn your back on me, I ain't even care. If you need me, I'm still gon' be there. Tell me how the fuck is this shit fair? Switch on who?
Lil Baby. I watched a documentary on him on Amazon.
How was it? How was the documentary?
You know, I learned stuff I didn't know. Basically, that like he was just the coolest guy ever before he ever rapped, and everybody kind of was trying to get him to rap. Like that's like he had the legitimacy before he started.
That's something that's very, very rare that people ask you to rap. Nobody like in the history of rap, there's just very few people who have ever been who weren't rapping, and then a bunch of people asked him to start doing it. That does not happen.
Well, yeah, Eazy-E, I guess, is the biggest Eazy-E, other one.
He might have been the only other one.
Yeah, maybe only other one. Yeah.
Great example. What was Lil Baby doing before that he had the credibility? What I mean, like,
you know, the documentary just said he was, you know, selling drugs.
Sure.
So he had money, but he was cool. Like he had like everybody was cool with him. He didn't have like problems out there. So. But he made the switch because of Young Thug, who now Young Thug's in trouble.
Oh, yeah, Young Thug. He got caught up on the RICO. He might not be out for quite some time.
Yeah. And then all these guys that he influenced will still be out there. Oof. He's one of the most influential guys, right? Like in the last 20 years?
Don't know. I have such a complicated relationship to Young Thug because for years and years I just didn't get it, and then one day it clicked with me, but it was like 5 years after everybody else
already happened
already, right? I'm late to the party, and so I don't know how far his influence goes. You know, I know he's one of the guys rapping pretty adventurous with the auto tune. Like, his cadences are all over the place. I'm saying all these little inside terms now, which I'm sure is not what people tune in for.
We love it here.
He's certainly one of the hugest. I don't know who his rap children are exactly. I can hear a little bit of that when you say, "Oh, Lil Baby." I can hear a little bit of Young Thug there.
Yeah, the sing-songy kind of feel to it.
Yeah,
the auto-tune thing these days seems to be less of the robotic sound and more of the vibrato sound or something.
Like the watery sound.
Yeah, they're like jacking up the vibrato.
It's not your father's auto-tune.
I know.
Remember when Jay-Z killed auto-tune, he thought?
Yeah.
You remember that? That was like 15 years ago.
I know. I was excited that week, too. I was like, he's getting rid of it. No one's going to do it. It was like,
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I wonder if he ever uses it or ever intentionally doesn't use it now because he made a stand, even though it didn't.
I know. He locked himself in.
He'll look inconsistent.
Then auto-tune version, 11.6 comes out and he's like, damn it, it's so good. I can't use it. All right. Coming in at number two.
Number two.
T-Swift again with Antihero. Notice it's not number one.
My own devices, they come with prices and vices. I end up in crisis.
Quick question. Did she say at tea time everybody agrees?
Yes, she did.
Yeah. Okay.
I was thinking that too. Like,
she's been watching The Crown too much. she thinks that she's royalty.
That's a placeholder lyric, and they just left it in. They just left that
right.
In.
Yeah.
Maybe and she meant T, like the letter T for Taylor at tea time.
Oh, tea time.
Taylor time.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's clever.
And she'll do it at the next concert. It's tea time, everybody.
I agree.
I agree.
It's good.
Yeah, I mean, there was other placeholders in there too. She was dreaming, scheming, and it was just like
she's rhyming though.
She's rhyming.
Yeah. She's rhyming. Crisis and ISIS and my own devices, the nicest. And yeah, that's good. Yeah. That's good stuff.
Nice cadence.
You know, that that song, somehow the feel of it does remind me of that Kate Bush song that just went big this year again.
Yeah. You know,
the Stranger Things one.
Yeah, not heavy, like, synth, sparse.
Not as artful as Kate Bush, but something about that sound they're going back to.
Yeah. Is Kate Bush still alive?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I think she's just like really shies away from any limelight.
Oh, okay. So I could see T Swift trying to pull her out for, like, you know, stadium appearance. She does that a lot. I don't know. I watched one of her movies a few years back, and it was just like when she goes on the big tour, it's like Bono shows up and does a song. You know, it's just like the biggies come out to do, like, duets.
Must be nice.
Yeah, must be nice.
When you're touring, are you bringing people up, like,
yes,
on stage like that?
The person taking tickets at the door, I bring them up.
Oh, hey, yeah, come on up, man.
Do a little freestyle. You know, the bartender, maybe.
Give them some bars. Have you discovered any good talent out there at the...
No, it's a mistake every time. It's always a regret. Right. Why did I do that again? It wasn't good.
And now I'm going to get COVID from the microphone.
Why'd I pull that homeless guy on stage? Why'd I do that?
Nobody, yeah.
Nobody enjoyed that.
And he's still up here.
All right.
Was that number one?
No,
that was
number two. So coming in at number one.
Number one.
Drake is back. Drake and 21 Savage with Rich Flex.
Give the dude something for me.
Oh, man.
Drop some bars to my pussy ex for me. Then 21, can you do something for me? Can you talk to the ops next for me?
Okay.
21, do your thing. 21, do your thing. 21. Do your thing. 21, do
yellow
your
diamonds
thing.
In the watch. This shit costs a lot. Never send a bitch or die. That's how you get shot. I DM in vanish mode. I do that shit a lot. Took her panties off and this bitch thicker than a plot. All my S's ain't nothing, them hoes busted. If my ops ain't rapping, they ass ducking. You ain't ready to pull the trigger.
Drake's there back. We go.
It's back. I listened to some of the album. 21's not on it that much. It's a whole lot of Drake.
Yeah, that's why I read a review. It said, yeah, like it starts off kind of like even and then it just like turns into a Drake album mysteriously.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I was like, where is he? And then you got to like skip ahead and try to find him.
Wait, so this is a 21 Savage album that Drake is on, or is it like a...
Oh, no, it's
album?
A collab album. It's like an album for both of them, but Drake's on it way more than 21.
Yeah, it's like the Drake and Future album from years past.
Uh-huh.
Was that like that too?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's what I heard. I didn't spend too much time with it myself.
Right.
This song makes me laugh, though, because my lady was showing me, because she likes the TikTok. She was showing me that there's this trend on TikTok of people implying that Drake was twerking while he was recording that hook. And it's a bunch of people like twerking. Like, this is Drake while he was recording. It is the funniest fucking thing.
I love that. I'm all over that.
Love that. I love the Drake memes.
There is a weird way he goes, bust something for me till my pussy ask for me.
Yeah, that doesn't. But that's a weird thing to say.
A weird thing, and it also sounds like he's about to call himself a pussy ass. You know, he goes
right,
like, bust something for my pussy ass. You know.
Right.
It's just maybe this goes good with the twerking.
No, you got it. I recommend anyone, if you want to get, you want to have 10 minutes of solid laughter, just check out people making fun of Drake doing that hook on TikTok.
I love that.
I'm all over it. You made my day with that. Thank you.
I got to say, I didn't hate that one. Oh, I mean, we talked a lot of
That's the best one that I heard on there.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if y'all have done this before, if anybody's ever done this before, but until it got to the last song, I felt like the previous four, they all could have been on the same song. Like it could have been Chris Brown into Taylor Swift, into Lil Baby, back to Taylor.
I see.
Like,
interesting.
It could have been the same song.
Like if they were all featured, like featuring together. Right on.
Exactly.
That's not a bad idea.
Top five.
Star, you got time to make some mixes of our top fives like that? Right.
That's my next task.
Who charted remix is automatically going to chart.
Right.
Yeah. Yes. It's got an inside lane. Well, yeah, that was the music chart. Good stuff. And we will be right back with the movies chart.
Greetings, Chartists. I'm here to tell you about Factor. They're sponsoring today's episode, and I am a big fan of Factor. I've been subscribing myself to their meal service, and I love it. So I'm not just a podcaster. I'm a client. So eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. They're not lying right there. Every single meal is 2 minutes flat in the microwave. I wouldn't even mind going for 3 minutes. I mean, I have a spare minute, but no, 2 minutes, you're good. It's hot. It's delicious. It's fresh tasting. I don't know how they do it. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. I think I'm on the Protein Plus. I love it. And, it feels like no two meals are alike. There's a lot of options there. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. I actually haven't taken advantage of that yet. I'm excited to. That sounds great. I have had some of their drinks. They got some like smoothies and like cold brew lattes. They're delicious, and they're just perfect on the go, super quick. I often forget to eat. I got all these podcasts I'm making, recording, editing. Oops, I'm all of a sudden starving. I have no time to eat. And Factor has been a godsend for that reason. So what are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. And if you're looking for something even more gourmet, try these premium ingredients they have, like filet mignon shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus. Wow, this is giving me all sorts of ideas to upgrade my next delivery. So it's no fuss, no mess meals. Totally eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, cleaning up. You just throw it in the microwave and it's so good. And the textures are all right. It's not like microwave dinners of old that are like encrusted onto the plastic. No, this feels like somebody made this dinner from scratch for you. Just put a little plastic over it. It's fully ready to heat up and serve. Tailored to your schedule, you can customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. You can pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. I had to take a couple weeks off at one point. It was super easy to go to the website, just skip a week here and there. We're celebrating Earth Day all month long. You say it's your Earth Day. Well, happy Earth Day to you. Look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals. That's pretty cool. So head to factormeals.com/WhoCharted50 and use code WhoCharted50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. Wow. That's code WhoCharted50 at factormeals.com/WhoCharted50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Factor.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I'm H. Michael Cray, and I'm here with my guest, Open Mike Eagle.
21.
And Brett Morris.
And this is The Movie Chart.
Movies, they're just like tweets. They release them constantly. Most of them we don't need to see. But when you get a good one, ooh-wee, movies.
Yeah.
You got a future in songs you don't care about.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. And people can handle me for like 20 seconds.
That's all anybody wants anyway now these days.
Yeah. Yeah. Seriously. Have you heard about people that writing songs for TikTok where they just write the hook and just put it on TikTok. Absolutely. And if it does good, they're crazy, right?
100%. And that's why a lot of albums these days are like 47 tracks of 40-second songs.
Because yes,
you get paid per stream, so they don't care. You don't need a whole song.
Right.
They just need you to have listened for 24 seconds or whatever.
Yes. Are you doing anything wacky to try to game the algorithm?
I can't plan for the robots. I can't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel right. like because then they're going to change. And then how do I explain that album?
Yes. Right. Yeah, right. Exactly. Well, I was thinking, no, I wasn't. I was just chasing bots. Yeah. Well, we got movies bringing people back into the theaters. Let's find out what they are.
All right. Coming in at number five.
Number five.
Pray for the Devil. I'll show you guys the trailer.
Let's descend into the mouth of hell, shall we?
Do. Whoa.
These sessions are mandatory for all staff, Sister Anne. My mother struggled with depression.
Annie, honey, can I come in?
But even as a child, I knew it was...
Annie, open the door, please.
More.
Oh my gosh, I got family issues going on now to pay $20 to see someone go, my mother struggled with depression. Hey, that ain't happening. That ain't getting me back in there. I could just get a bag of popcorn and go visit my family.
Yeah.
But it's wild when these horror movies come out after Halloween. I'm always thinking, like, why didn't they drop it in October?
It must be a reflection of them not having confidence that it was going to do well.
Right. Okay.
I think
so. They want to compete with.
Seems like.
I think maybe it was released like late October, and then it's just still trailing on the charts.
Oh, okay.
So these are trailer charts.
Oh, these are the movie chart. We're just playing the trailer.
Gotcha.
So there's the top at the box office this last weekend.
Right.
And it moves a little bit slower, I think, in like pandemic days.
Oh, yeah, it does. It was sludgy.
Coming in at number four.
Number four.
Smile is another one of those leftover horror movies.
Yesterday, a patient in your care died brutally in front of you.
I need to find an explanation for what happened.
It's smiling at me.
That's my favorite scene.
Yeah, go back to that audio part.
She's using the, she's using Isotope RX to to analyze. that software right there, I use that every day. But they're like trying to pretend it's like, you know, CSI technology.
Do you solve ghost crimes also? I didn't know that about you.
I do.
You use that each day?
Every day. You know, I'm intensely familiar with your background noise, Howard, like your where you're situated at.
Oh, my refrigerator?
Yeah, I know. I know all the frequencies that go on there. There's like some high-pitched like whines in the back, and there's like some,
whoa.
Yeah.
This is how you find out your house is haunted, Howard.
Yeah. Seriously. What do you think?
You have a, actually
poltergeist?
As far as like people's background noise, because I have to process that shit every day, like you've got a lot going on there, and I almost worry about what that's doing to your, you know, your ears. Like at this point, you're probably used to it, but you've got a lot of like high pitched things that
it's
must be
blocking out other stuff.
Yeah, I think it's probably irritating your brain on a subconscious level.
Right. That's what that was going on when I came out with movies. They're just like tweets.
Yeah.
It's just like insanity induced by the environment.
Yeah.
I mean, the refrigerator was going nuts the other day. It's a good thing we're not recording right now.
Yeah.
It was going like, rawr, rawr, rawr.
Wow. It's hungry.
Yeah, what do you do to treat that? Like, you just throw a filter on and it kills the you know?
I have no idea. Is that making ice or something, or is it like a seem like a deeper issue than that?
Oh, it's a deeper issue. Everything here is a deeper issue.
throw some filters on there, I guess.
Yeah. Hey, let me see a boombox or something back there.
Oh, let me grab one.
Mike's got a ton of boom boxes, and I think they're. I just love them.
Vintage. They look.
Yeah.
All different.
This is a good one. This is fun.
Oh hell yeah!
Whoa, Sports Stereo.
Yeah.
Is that the brand?
No, it's Sound Design.
Oh yeah, Sound Design. Right on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a Walkman. Sound Design Walkman. Right on.
I remember super this cool. is the word that or seeing this logo when I was a kid. Like I saw that before I actually knew what the word design was spelled like. So I thought it was like sound design, and I thought
that was, right. Wow, that must be it's like a brand from Norway, like IKEA or something. Right now, how many boom boxes do you have?
Oh man. There's five in here, I think, and then there's like two, three more through the house, and I got the big component systems all through the house too. I had a bunch of stuff. I went hog wild on eBay between like late 2020 and early 2021, and I was just buying anyone nice. That looked interesting because I wanted it in my house so I could touch it.
Right, and then yeah. Are you buying them where they all function, or you are getting them for looks and stuff?
Both. Like I figure when one works, it's like a bonus.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
know.
Right.
But mostly I get it for the look.
Yeah. Me too. I got a few and it's like, yeah, I mean, if I had to play a cassette, I wouldn't know if I could, you know, yeah. It's like I got 10 cassette players and I don't know if I can play a cassette.
Yeah, no, I this one, the reason it was plugged in is because I know that one works and I've occasionally had to play stuff on it. Like I get on my Instagram live and play some stuff because it looks cool and it's got the speakers mm-hmm. built in and. Yeah.
Do you still buy cassettes? Do
yeah, I was gonna ask.
No, I got a bunch of old ones.
Okay.
Right.
There's a box behind me there, that cardboard box. Right now, I got a bunch of shit on top of it because nice. I've been being lazy. But underneath that is all of these tapes from like 1995, 96, and 97. So I should move all this stuff because I'm going to crack my tapes.
Yeah. Don't put any weight on it.
Yeah, that's stupid. Stupid.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely a fun. I mean, the auto program search system. Do you remember when that came out where you could just skip to the front of a new track? Magical.
That was so rare. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was so rare.
I had auto a Sharp. Stop. Yeah, I had a Sharp that did that.
I still don't understand how that worked. You know,
they had to be yeah. a gap between the songs. If it was yeah. one of those albums uh-huh. where the song went into the other song, then it wouldn't stop because it wouldn't yeah. know where to stop.
Yep.
Fucking magnets. How do they work?
Right.
How do they work? That's what it sounds like. Oh, fuck this song.
Yeah. Sometimes that's how it works when I'm trying to find that background noise to take out. Like someone's got to stop talking before I can just hear some pure noise. All right. Coming in at number three.
Number three.
This is Ticket to Paradise.
Eddie Money.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I think your things are in my seat.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, come on.
You've got to be kidding me.
Excuse me, ma'am. I need to sit somewhere else. We used to be married.
Worst 19 years of my life.
We were only married for 5.
I'm counting the recovery.
In 4 days' time.
Our daughter's going to marry a guy she just met in Bali, millions of miles from home.
I just really want to kiss you. It's like I looked up for the first time and realized everything I ever wanted was right in front of me.
She's throwing her career away.
Just like her mother did. So I'm the only one who can stop her.
Wow. So well,
yeah. That was a really nice airplane. I just wanted to say that. I don't yeah. know what was going on between those seats, but that looked really comfortable.
Yeah, that looked roomy.
Yeah. Yeah.
When was the last time Clooney and Roberts flew coach?
Yeah, seriously. Ocean's was 11 like was pretty coach. Luxury. That Mama Told Me Not to Come song.
Yeah, I love
it
that
always,
song.
Did somebody sample that? It always sounds to me like a De La Soul sample or something. You know?
I haven't heard of it. They did, but it wouldn't surprise me.
I told you last week, Randy Newman wrote that.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, but then, I guarantee that's been sampled. Like it just has to be.
Yeah, it just sounds like it. Well, I don't know. I mean, seeing those two get it on, I mean, are they just parents or is it a love story?
Dead silence. About this one.
Yeah.
It looks like a boomer. This is like, I'm just so bored. We're all dying in the trailer. Yeah. I don't know.
We can leave it a mystery. We'll find out next week.
Right.
When it'll be number five.
Coming in at number two.
Number two.
This is One Piece Film Red.
One Piece. Like, is that anime?
Yeah.
Thousand wow. episodes of that One Piece.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
This is Taylor Swift's.
Taking everybody's job.
Taking everybody. Yeah.
I've been learning Japanese this summer. I'll tell you, I'll be honest. I try to watch a bunch of this.
Yeah.
No, they have this on, they had it on Netflix or something where, you know, it's like the thousand episodes he's talking about. And whenever I try to watch it, I had to mute it because of those screeching voices and they all sound the same. It sounds just like one person on the mic going like, yeah, 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 yeah. You know,
they do have the same guy doing a lot of voices.
Yeah.
On a lot of those Funimation English dubs of anime. Right. They had like the same three people that basically do all the voices.
Okay.
For all the characters. And they also own the company.
Oh, that's why they get to do it. I was wondering. Well, do you follow any of that? Do you watch those series?
Oh, I watch so much anime. I like One Piece is probably the one big franchise one, that one and Naruto that I haven't really, really watched. But like everything else that you would associate on that level of anime, I have.
Airbender?
I don't count that.
Because it's not as wild, adventurous, like animation style? Well,
I think
or?
It's like an American show, isn't it?
Oh,
unless,
it is.
Unless I'm confused about that. I think it's like an American show done in the style of an anime, but it's not like.
Oh, okay.
An anime.
But like Naruto, that's like everybody. Like that's a big one. But you're more into the like the vampire ones.
I like JoJo. I like Dragon Ball. I like Death Note. I just watched all of Attack on Titan with my kid. That shit's amazing. Like. You know,
how old's your kid?
He's 13. He'll be 14.
I was going to say, because that's kind of scary, that one, for a younger kid, right?
They eat people all the time.
Those big ass wow. giants.
Yeah, with weird, creepy faces. They just bust through and eat people. As soon as you start liking a character, you just get eaten right in front of you.
But it's
brutal.
That was a good series, like the whole thing paid off and everything.
It's incredible. Like it just gets better and better every season. Like shit that's like seems really trivial and cute in the first season. Like in the second season, you're like, wait a minute, that meant this and this meant that. And it's just like it's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. I recommend it for all adults that like good writing of things. If you can make it through the first season when everything seems cute.
Right. And then you had mentioned Death Note too. That one was pretty interesting. That was just one season, or do they keep that going?
So it's two seasons, but the second half of the second season is completely irrelevant. It's like Twin Peaks, where like they solved the mystery midway through the second season and it just did a bunch of extra shit to fill the season. They did the exact same thing on Death Note. You can stop watching it when the thing happens.
Okay. Right.
Yeah.
And that's halfway through the second season?
Halfway through the second season.
Okay. Good stuff. I got to get back into The Crown. The Crown started, I think, yesterday, didn't it?
Oh, did it? A new season? Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got a new Diana and Charles. Is that
something?
Right? Yeah. All right. Coming in at number one.
Number one.
Black Adam.
Black Adam. What have your powers ever given to you? Nothing but heartache.
I was a slave until I died. Then I was reborn a god. My son sacrificed his life to save me.
Who's that on the soundtrack?
Kodak Black.
Oh, really?
I don't know. That's my first guess. I don't know.
It sounded like Kanye saying a Mobb Deep lyric. I don't think that's right. What happened at all.
Yeah, that would be odd, especially right now.
Yeah, I think they just hired somebody who sounded credible. Little Baby before he started rapping. They had him time and hired him.
Right. He just spoke a little more clearly. Well, yeah, I don't know. I've heard that people were excited about it, but maybe it's not, one of the top ones of the MCU.
This is DC.
EU.
The DC, so definitely not then.
Right. Well, this is like, the big swing to, put DC on top, and I don't think it's working.
Why don't they just do more Batmans? I mean, those always work, right?
They can't ever seem to let the Batmans always seem to operate in their own pocket universe. Like, they have these serious directors come in and do the Batman stuff. Then they let, superhero people do the rest of them. And they don't integrate them. It's kind of weird.
It is weird. Seeming as he's kind of the flagship, you know?
Right. And everybody likes those. And nobody likes the other ones.
Yeah.
It's like they would put it more in those people's hands. I don't understand the thinking there.
What I don't get, I guess, just because I'm not that into even the Marvel ones, is just like why there's such a big difference in people's eyes, like in quality level, you know?
I guess maybe DC just the stuff. A lot of the Marvel ones just came out better or something.
Yeah, I'd go with that. It's a simple answer, but like Marvel curried a lot of good favor by making a bunch of movies people liked in a row for like a bunch of years, and it culminated with like the Star Wars of our time with like those big Avengers movies, and they tied everything together off of like a decade of storytelling.
Yeah.
And DC like changes the Batman every 2 years, it's just
right. There's no continuity. Yeah. They just haven't gotten it going. Like a team that keeps getting a new coach every year. Well, I mean, are they going to make another big swing after this, or they say, all right, that's it?
They just hired the Rock.
Where else can we go?
They hired James Gunn to oversee it. He did all the Guardians of the Galaxy stuff.
Right. And
he did the new Suicide Squad. He did the Peacemaker stuff on HBO Max. So they're giving him the keys and saying, hey, make us a universe that makes sense, that people like. And so there's some hope there that he's going to turn that ship around.
He'll find an old classic rock song to cut some of his action sequences to.
We'll have somebody with a Walkman.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sure that Mama told me not to come. We'll be in there again.
Yeah. Right on. Was that number one?
Yeah, that was number one. Oh. So, it's doing okay.
Congratulations to The Rock. Of course, he's got a new series coming out, Young Rock. Mm-hmm. You seen that? Be telling the story of his rise to power. And that's paired with Lopez versus Lopez.
What do you mean?
Or on the old NBC?
Yeah, George Lopez and the Young Rock streaming on NBC.
Amazing.
Remember to check that out. Also, Jay Leno's coming back to do You Bet Your Life on Fox.
Wow. And, Your ad goes here.
Your gad goes here. We'll be right back with the Hot Picks. The Hot Picks. The Hot Picks. The third chart is the Hot Picks and the countdown's about to start. Let's see who brought a hot pick and let's see who did not. The Hot Picks. The Hot Picks.
So when do we do the show where it's just the charts of songs that Howard made? When do we do
right that? On. All right, you're back next week. You're rebooked. Yeah.
We have enough.
We're doing
to
this.
You really feel?
You feel the joy.
Wow. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much. We used to sell them as ringtones. Remember when that was a thing?
I do. I remember I used to pay 99 cents to have my favorite Outkast song play when somebody called me.
Was it early Outkast?
No, middle out, middle to late. Like, that, right. Remember that song, The Whole World?
Mm. And the whole world.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, like, that was a great sound to make when somebody called you. Now, if my phone makes a sound, I want to throw it out of the window.
Right.
Yes.
I remember quickly discovering that with ringtones and with alarm songs. Just being like, oh, I'll pick a song I really like. Like, that'll be cool. And then it makes me just associate now my favorite song with the worst times of my day.
Yeah.
And then I hate hearing them.
I remember you saying you wore out, you can't touch this. You couldn't have that be your song.
Right, exactly. My favorite to this day. Yeah.
Right on. Well, you know, there's a starred centric artist who put out an album this week. I'm wondering if he made it into Stard's Hot Picks.
Oh my God. Okay. Here we go.
So let's look for that.
All right. Coming in at number five.
Number five.
This is Howard's first pick. This is Phoenix with Alpha Zulu. Some other time, some other day. You're not closer to the start than to the limit. Take a bow, bow to the sky if you wanna wait. Great. Ha! Singing hallelujah. Pray to your God, cover your lies, go to guru. Hey, hey, hey. Ha! Singing hallelujah. Run for your life, cover your eyes, Alpha Zulu. Hey, hey. Tell me why, don't tell me when. Don't tell me.
There you go, Phoenix.
We played this before. Something seems really familiar.
Oh, we might have. You know, I was worried about that because they dropped it as an advanced single a couple months ago. And I was like, okay. Oh, I might have played that before. So,
it's all good. Well,
anyway, what's the song called?
It happened.
I think Alpha Zulu. Shaka's Alpha Zulu. Yeah.
You're about to say Shaka Khan?
Oh, yeah. Shaka Khan.
It invoked a little bit of Busta Rhymes' Woo Ha.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Woo
Ha.
Got you all in check.
Which came from Al Pacino, Scent of a Woman, right?
Yes. Hoo-ha. Gotcha. Hoo-ha. Check.
That's really wow. Good. The influences, right? It's crazy.
Yeah. All right. Coming in at number four.
Number four.
I'm wondering if this is what you're talking about with me. This is my pick. This is Iggy Pop.
Oh,
no. Nope. With Frenzy.
All right. I'm excited about this, but
yeah, this is great.
Wow. That sounds like if you try to invent punk before it was invented. Like you came close, but it was like something else.
He basically did.
Yeah. But that's really raw.
Yeah. And it's like, I haven't heard him. He's done a lot of new stuff and some of it's been interesting, but it's all mostly been like really heady and plotting and like more abstract. I haven't heard him just go for it with like a fast paced rock song.
He definitely sounded like he did not have a shirt on when he was recording.
Yes, no way.
He didn't.
No way. I don't think he can make music with a shirt on.
75 years old and he sounds a lot younger.
Is he that old? Damn.
It's crazy, right?
I wonder what the secret is.
I guess just wiggling around stage for, 300 days
speed,
a year.
Speed and wiggling. Got it.
All right, coming in at number three.
Number three.
This is Mike's pick. This is, let me make sure I got it right. The Korean Oddity.
Yep, Koreatown Oddity.
Koreatown Oddity with Indifferent.
I see ya. Oh, yeah, we're all artists here. And after all, an artist has got to suffer. Hey, an artist has got to suffer. An artist has got to suffer.
Am I indifferent or desensitized?
Wow.
No grass is greener, it all gets fertilized. Am I indifferent or desensitized? No grass is greener, it all gets fertilized. Am I indifferent or desensitized? No grass is greener, it all gets fertilized.
Don't get me wrong, it's not that I think you don't understand.
Don't act like you don't know what's up. You know what's up.
Don't get me wrong, it's not that I think you don't understand.
Don't act like you don't know what's up. You know what's up.
Don't get me wrong, it's not that I think.
Wow, that's cool. Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, cool. He makes a lot of cool stuff.
Is that a full collage, or was just is Koreatown Oddity the one that was singing in the middle?
He's the one. Yeah, he was the one that was
right singing. On. Yeah. That's cool. Who was he? Who was talking in the beginning?
I have no idea. I'm gonna ask him though, but I don't know who. It sounded like a sample of somebody. I feel like I know the source too, but I couldn't name it. It rings familiar to me.
It was like if you went to a comedy or a show in Koreatown, it feels like somebody screaming.
Yeah,
the laugh track. That's really cool, and it seems to fit in even like with some of the stuff going on now, like Steve Lacy or
yeah,
those guys.
A lot
like
of
psychedelic sort of.
Yeah, it's got these L.A. beat scene roots, and a lot of those folks. So Tyler came from that, and Steve Lacy, and you know, Koreatown Oddity, myself, like, you know, we all kind of go back to this place called Low End Theory. We all used to hang out and play at. Yeah. There's some threads there.
I mean, that's a classic scene, right? I mean,
what happened with Low End Theory? Because I remember, you know, years ago recording you guys, you know, on podcasts and stuff, and y'all talking about going to Low End Theory and that weekend or whatever.
It went every week for 10 years, and then the people who were doing it decided to stop.
Okay.
that's really all it was to it. And now there's just a void, a giant void.
Yeah. When the scene springs up, you got to strike. I mean, there's so many times that I was like, I got to go check that out, you know, and then you just, I'll do it next week. So
yeah,
that's cool that you got to be a part of that scene. And isn't there a doc or something on that?
You know what? I know that they were filming one. I don't know if anyone ever got fully produced and came out. If it is, I wasn't aware of it.
Right on. And who were like some of your favorite people you got to perform with there?
Oh man. So I saw the first ever Odd Future LA show there.
What, really?
First ever LA show they did.
There was one before LA?
I think there might have been one before, but that was like the first one, like after people knew about them and they had like a show. It was at
least. Right.
And it was.
Wow. And it was just right off the bat. It was like, wow, this is the thing.
It was insane. It was insane. I have a video on my YouTube channel that I took it at. It's still one of the highest videos I have. And it's with somebody else.
I'm going to go look at it, but I'm going to look at some of the other ones too. I promise. Yeah.
That's very kind of you.
Right on. And then was it craziness, or was it just like, was it a wild scene beyond the music, or was people just pretty much focused on the music?
So there were a lot of people focused on the music. I think most of the adults that were there were focused on the music. But the trick of that place, too, was that it was 19 and up.
Okay.
And so for a lot of kids that were local, or a lot of kids that were here doing like community college or universities, they would just come and do drugs.
Because
it's 19 and up, they could get in. People could probably get them drinks and shit.
Right.
So there was that kind of party element to it too. But, you know, enough of the adults were there for the music, and the people who booked it for the music. And so, you know, it was like this blending of both of those worlds.
And then was like, did the celebs come out too? Or did they?
Tom York used to hang out there sometimes. Oh, Erykah Badu, Questlove. I saw Prince there.
No way.
Saw Prince there. Prince showed up.
Just hanging.
He went to the secret bathroom. He was there for 5 minutes and he left the secret bathroom and he went home.
You think he was thinking about performing or?
I think he just wanted to soak up the scene a little bit, but he had his fill of people very quickly.
Right.
Because there's no green room. There's no backstage. So everybody who was there was just there.
Right. So he would have got like pushed around in the mosh pit or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would have been a tough time for a man in platform shoes.
Right. I was going to ask how he was dressed. If he was dressed like Prince.
Oh, yeah.
Or if he was in
I mean, he was low key Prince, but he still had on big shoes.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. He's the big shoe. Yeah.
But I mean, that's just a cool collision of, periods, you know, like Prince and then those, you know, all the young guys and everything.
That's so cool. Awesome. What the equivalent is these days, you know?
Like, no scenes. Yeah, there's a void. Yeah.
Yeah. I wish I knew. It needs it bad because now there's like, you know, there's just no central hub.
Right. All right. Coming in at number two. This is my pick. This is Sunglasses for Jaws with.
What happened to Devin Townsend?
Oh, man. You know what? I'm such a big fan of his, but I can't get into this new album that much. It's like, it's really, really like,
it's like sweet slow pianos. Like, yeah. It's sort of very sugary. Like what he was talking about before with No Can Do. It's like he changed his whole thing.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I'm a huge Devin Townsend fan. There's elements there, but I just don't know. I don't this know which part I really love.
It's like when Beck puts out a slow album. It's like, I'm out.
Right.
Like, until you come back with the beats. Yeah.
All right. The Sunglasses for Jaws with Bone.
Wow. You can hear Jaws in there.
Yeah.
Wow. What is that? That sounds like a wild, like a stage show or something.
Yeah, who is that?
Sunglasses for Jaws.
Sunglasses for Jaws. They're
That's
from
great
London.
Great summer name.
Got a little Frank Zappa in there. I love the Frank
Zappa.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, like the whole bunch of players going off.
Yeah. Some marimba, some, yeah, definite Frank Zappa, like the vocals a bit.
Very cool.
It's cool stuff. Yeah, there was another song from them that I was going to pick, and it was all like female vocals and very different sounding than that, and I liked it. But then I found this song through that, and I was like, oh, shit, this one I like even more. So I'm going to be checking them out more.
Right on. Yeah, that's cool. I mean, there's tough to compare it to anything going on right now.
Yeah, it looks like. I'm seeing the music video for this, and it is like all on stage. It looks like a wild stage show.
Maybe that'll be the new scene.
Reminds me a little of Man Man. Some of that stuff.
Oh, right on. Yeah.
Very cool.
All right. Coming in at number one.
Number one.
It's Howard's pick. This is Spoon on the Radio.
These are remixes. They put out a remix album of a lot of their top songs.
Oh, wait. I hope this is the remix I got.
It probably is. Adrian Sherwood.
Let me just make sure.
If it's on the new album, it's...
Because I'm just going on YouTube.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
I see. Adrian. So I didn't have the right one. So they put They put up Lucifer on the Sofa earlier this year. And so this is Lucifer on the Moon, which are remixes of that. So it's still like, it's new stuff all around.
Still new. Okay, cool.
What's the song? On the Radio.
Cause I was born to it. Yeah, I know I was born to it. And you know all I'm looking for.
Pretty cool.
That's cool. It almost sounded spaghetti western at the end.
Yeah, spaghetti westernish. That made me go back and check out the first album, you know.
I like that a lot.
The originals.
Cool. Sound like Space Age Clash.
Yeah.
Good call.
Bank robber.
By the way, this weekend, I'll talk about it more on Two Charted, but I saw the band Turnstile live, which we've talked about a couple times on the show.
Which ones were they?
They were great, first of all. I mean, it's like a young rock band, kind of like hardcore, but it's distilled a bit, like a little bit more accessible. But it was at the Shrine, and it was like all young kids. It was all like college age kids.
They're
like
huge. Going, yeah, they're really huge.
They played at Palladium and then the Shrine like two nights in a row. And I was just like a very refreshing experience because they were legit. They sounded great and it was like heavy and it was cool to see people like turn out for that kind of stuff again. Like they have a good thing going. So
Did you get any teenagers' IG or anything like that?
Come on. Are you a cop? You have to answer.
He's like, it was a very refreshing experience. We know what you're refreshing.
Okay, to see like Jackson guitars again and like,
oh, okay.
And like you know, some thrashy energy to it. People moshing, but it wasn't just old guys.
I'll check them out. Do they spell it traditional?
The traditional Turnstile spelling.
Okay. Are they American or?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not sure where they're from.
Oh, okay. Right on.
Seems to be familiar. But
I just seen a lot of them on social media. I haven't heard the music yet, but like you can tell they're like a really big deal. People are really into them.
Yeah, I mean, that kind of sounded like Suicidal Tendencies a little bit.
Oh shit.
A little like Jane's Addiction vocals.
Wow, that's both LA.
I'm like, this is great. It's so cool seeing these influences like back and it's huge.
So there you go. Check that out. Yeah.
Right on.
Mike, this was great.
Yeah, Mike.
This is super fun.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's super cool. Super.
Where should people check you out? What cities are we coming to next?
LA and Santa Ana next with the Koreatown Oddity. He's playing on those shows. If you like that song, check us out. And then, we're in New York, Philly, Boston, D.C. And then,
where are you going in Texas?
We're going in Austin, Houston, and Dallas. And all of that was with Serengeti, who was a guy I would recommend people to check out. If they like anything about what I do, check out him because he's been one of my close friends and amazing influences for many years.
Right on. Check out Serengeti. Mm-hmm. All right. Very cool. Catch him out on the road. Start.
Sure. Check out Play It By Ear on Dropout TV. The season finale just came out and I'm in the band for it. Playing guitar, making up songs as we go. And check out CBB World as always.
Right on. Also check out haveasummer.com/shop. Pick up a Who Charted. Pick up an Austin Stories DVD. You're listening to Who Charted. Check out whochartedpod.com.
That's right.
Also, Griff Torres with Megan Beth Keister.
Yeah, so we should definitely end the show with a new track. Open Mike Eagle track. Which one should we put in there?
Play 79th and Stony Island.
Nice.
Intersection I grew up by in Chicago and a song that I like on my new album.
I love that one. I'm glad you picked that. Right on.
Can I introduce it as number one? at number one.
That's the true number one.
Open Mike Eagle with 79th and Stony Island. And we will see you next week right here on Who Charted.
One, two. I used to stand on the phone book, the turnover off the no look. Shook them cold as a ghost foot. I used to cry when I wrote hooks. Where's the dry in my notebook?
Everything's high octane. I like to hide in the quatrain. Sell it for high on the blockchain. But no keys fit the keyhole. Pick up the team like a veto. Tall, we big as a beanpole. I seen the checklist, we done several. He made a spoon out of gunmetal. I picked the daisy to one petal. And do they love me or love me not? I got the ends, I'm unsettled. I made a wish on the dishwater. I want a nap and a big offer. I love rap, it's a bit awkward. I got whooped with a pro kid. I did a stroke called the broke leg. Shout out to werewolves, the dope head. Yeah.
Burn whatever it was.
For the buzz.
Dream was hung from a tree.
From a tree.
See the monster in me.
See the monster.
See the monster in me.
See the monster.
The cold American way.
It's cold.
Dream American dream.
Dream of dreams.
See the monster in me.
See the monster.
See the monster.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I used to love Big Bird, then I saw his N-word supercut. And Kanye gets to me, and then I watch his documentary. I'm in a weird place mentally, and don't be ignorance is bliss of me. If you ignore me, you dissing me. About the Earl I can't see straight. His golden girls with no cheesecake. A cold world with no beach break. My face broke like I'm beefcake. I stay woke, I don't sleep great. I'm in a weird place creatively, and Dave and Riff keep saving me every Wednesday faithfully. But used to pop like turbo, and said whatever to the world. Blow. And then the motherfucking world blew. I still got the same worldview. A brain full of old school rules. And memories like flesh wounds. The cure isn't in a test tube. It's the sound of my son belly laughing in the next room. I never say God bless you.
So don't you feel it's necessary in order not to be offended? So you gonna hit them off with something?
Yeah, I do a little something. You know
I don't get no music.
You ain't got no music?